Daniel, I saw this. The reason we're covering this topic at all is because I saw this on your Facebook feed, and I would have never seen it otherwise. Quite frankly, I'm not an avid New York Times reader, and I certainly don't pay that much attention to the art and design section. But of course, you, with your eagle eye, have picked up on this. It's the Fashion of Islam show that is due to arrive at the De Jong Museum. Sorry, I said university earlier. The De Jong Museum in 2018. The Fashion of Islam, or as I like to say, the Fascism of Islam. Tell us a little bit more about this, Daniel Pipes, and what is going on here.
Well, the De Jong Museum is one of the major art museums in the United States.
Yep.
It's located in San Francisco. And as art museums want to do, it covers everything from fine arts, paintings, to such applied arts like textiles and fashion. And it has a new curator from Germany. And he announced early on that he would have a major show on the fashion of Islam and that he would speak up. And what was perhaps most startling about the New York Times piece when radio kids show it was the illustration, which showed, looked like a kind of torture instrument, but is in fact a covering, a face covering,
yep,
of a woman from a southeastern Iran. It's a little bit shocking at first. Yeah. It looks like metal, but I think it's probably. It is some kind of bomb, but it's a shocking picture.
Daniel, is this a celebration of subjugation?
Well, that's precisely the question I can't answer. Is it a celebration? Is it a promotion on one hand, or is it a documentary? Mm. I don't know. As you mentioned, the show is open in 2018, and indeed, in the article, they indicated they're just getting started. They don't have a promotional house for it or anything like that. So, that to me is the big question. If it's documentary, it's perfectly valid. Have a documentary on anything, but if it's promotional, if it's celebratory, it's a different story.
I've got to tell you, the my guys in London at the moment are working on a story about a 14-year-old who in the United Kingdom was put under the government's prevent agenda, the preventing radicalization, because he opposed the hijab. And they saw him to be on the path to becoming a violent white nationalist extremist as a result of his objection to the hijab. Do you believe that objecting to the fact that in Islam, in some more conservative, let's say, I hate using the word conservative about this. It's not conservative. It's fascistic interpretations of Islam. That women are forced to cover their faces. Do you think that opposing that is a sign that you are an intolerant person?
No, I don't think that. But I also think that wearing head covering, face covering, even body covering can be done in two different ways. One is traditional and the other is what you're calling fascistic, or I call it Islamist.
Yep.
There really are different ways of wearing the same attire. To give you an example, I mean, we all know the Islamist way, but I've spent some time recently in the Persian Gulf countries, and I noticed that some women will go to work wearing a abaya, which is whole body covering, not the face.
Yeah.
And then after work, they might go to the beach and wear a bikini. So it is somewhat similar to our wearing formal wear. Is not necessarily a sign of political or religious intent. It's just what you wear to the office. So one has to be cautious about determining that everyone who wears modest clothing is Muslim.
Sure.
It can be formal.
Sure. And it looks like, I mean, for me, when I read this article on the New York Times, to me, it's not like the New York Times to give this a write up in the way they do, unless they're expecting it to be either a celebration or making excuses for this level. I mean, the picture that they're using is absolutely shocking. Looks utterly bizarre. I mean, actually looks like something out of a science fiction film, quite frankly. What they're showing this woman to having to wear this whole thing about burqa couture or hijab chic. week. It's not actually a new thing, though, is it? I mean, I walk down the Edgware Road in London, and it's funny. I see women wearing burkas made by Calvin Klein and Tommy Hilfiger and all of this sort of stuff. Is there on that basis, do you believe, any place for that level of covering up in Western society?
We're getting to a very interesting topic here. We say there are something over a billion Muslims, half of them are women, some percentage of them are covered up in some fashion.
Mm.
Let's say, as a rough guess, 100 to 200 million women are Muslim women are in some fashion covered up.
Yeah.
That's a sizable market. So you're Dolce & Gabbana, you're looking at this and you're saying, huh,
yeah.
they're interested in looking good and we're interested in making money.
Yep.
So there's a market there. One can find similar parallel markets, for example, halal food or non-interest-bearing banking accounts, so forth. The largest banks with Islamic banking tend to be the Citibank, large Western banks.
Yeah.
Same with food. Increasingly, you're going into those markets. It seems to me a legitimate thing to do for a corporation.
Mm.
You know, if there's a market there, you go after it.
But I suppose my question is, and I guess I'm trying to channel the audience of this show as well, in your professional estimation, is this something, because I know how I feel when I walk through Tower Hamlets, I know how I feel when I walk through Bradford, I know how I feel when I walk through Molenbeek, and call me whatever you like, intolerant, racist, Islamophobic, I don't think it should have a place. I don't think the full face covering has a place in the West. Am I wrong, Daniel Pipes?
No, you're not wrong, but we have to make a distinction. But I don't care for these Islamic couples. As a male, as a Westerner, I agree with you.
Yeah.
But if a woman wishes to cover her head with a hijab, I don't care for it, but you know, you might put on a green polka dot jacket today, and I won't like it either, but you're right. Yeah. You can dress in ways that don't appeal to me.
Yeah.
That's one thing, taste and style. The other is what you just mentioned, which is the burqa, the niqab, which are not face covers. They're full body coverings. They're huge sheets over a person.
Yep.
Barely any sight and almost nothing else. Sometimes the hands are covered with gloves. There's no way of knowing who's there. You've no way of knowing whether there's a machine gun under there or not. You have no idea if that's a male or female. You have no idea what their intention is. And indeed, this is very often an accessory to crime or other forms or jihadi violence.
Mm. Mm.
And so I think from the public safety point of view, something that covers not just the face, but the entire body and allows this entity to go by unknown is something that should be prohibited. I have maintained a blog entry over a decade now that documents just haphazardly as I come across episodes of violence and criminality using this article of clothing, often by men, by the way. And I think it should be banned, not for social reasons, not for religious reasons, not for feminist reasons, but for public safety.
Yep.
And indeed, the city I live in, Philadelphia, is in the West, the capital of such violence, with over 20 incidents in something like 8 years. Every few months, there's an example of an abduction of a child from a school, a bank robbery, the murder of a policeman, on and on and on. So yes, I entirely agree on that. But on the other, if it's not a public danger, you know, I don't like it. You don't like it, but what can we do? I don't see that. I don't want to celebrate it.
No.
But if it's there, you know, I don't know what to do about it.
Well, between us, I imagine Daniel Pipes will be keeping a keen eye on what this Fashion of Islam exhibition intends to be at the De Jong Museum in 2018. And I thank you so much for bringing it to my attention and to this audience's attention. If you want to follow, and I sincerely suggest you do, and full disclosure, the Middle East Forum, where Daniel Pipes is president, I am also a writing fellow of full disclosure. If you want to follow all the work, it's meforum.org, and so much going on there. there about global politics, foreign policy, national security, lots to do with what you don't necessarily get in terms of the deep analysis anywhere else. So thank you so much for joining us here, Daniel Pipes, President of the Middle East Forum.
Thank you, William. And we also even cover fashion in a small way.